Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah, welcome to Drinking Bros, kids, live from University of Tennessee. Vol Nation is in the house. Tennessee versus Florida. We're getting rocked. Go Vols, baby. Go Vols. Go Vols. Do you like this Russell jersey I'm wearing that I got at Target for $27? That means I'm a real fan. I'm a real fan. Okay? Don't fucking tempt me, bro. I'm a real fan. I'll go out and drive my goddamn boat right up to the stadium, all right? I'm a real fan.
You don't
I bleed orange.
No.
No?
You don't have a boat.
I know a friend with a boat, okay? That's the friend with a boat. But do you really want a boat? I don't want the fucking boat. Every time I've gone out on a goddamn boat, usually there's trash, hardly have seltzer cans everywhere, and then you're like, hey, good to see you. I'm sunburned as shit. Why don't you clean everything up? And I'll see you later. I'll see you back at the house. I'm going to have some queso and kind of relax. Maybe finger my asshole for a little bit. Apologize to the kids.
Hey, this dude's got a Cartman tattoo.
He sure does. You got a Cartman tattoo? Come on in. Show the audience. Show the audience. You got a Cartman tattoo. That's dedication. Bring it. Grab a chair. Come
it's
on in.
It's Cartman's superhero character.
Come on in,
the
dude.
Coon.
There it is. It's the coon. I don't
see,
know
this is an audio
that.
Show, so you need to talk to the fucking
microphone.
Say that.
I don't know.
There
maybe.
You go. Tell the world your name. Tell the world your name.
Keith Ross.
There it is. Keith. What's the Cartman tattoo?
You're well, it's because
fan?
He's got two
dude,
first names.
I watched
names.
South Park for fucking years, man, and I love it. Other guy over here, there's a tattoo that went around Drinking Bros for a while that
okay.
a lot of people got, and it's the American flag unicorn.
Oh, shit. That's
and
nice.
He's the first.
Oh he's got it.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, there he is.
Yeah.
Boom.
I'll get that.
The American flag unicorn.
He's the first person I've met that actually had one, but there's like 20, 30 people in Drinking Bros that got it.
Well, you know, when we did our cruise in 2019, a bunch of people went into Mexico and got tattoos in Mexico, including
like
a police officer,
idea.
By the way.
Yeah, police officer. He's in the later stages of AIDS now, and he's got maybe 2 months left to live.
Is he rich?
No, not at all.
Fuck.
Not at all. And that's what happens. When you're not rich, you can't beat AIDS.
Yeah, he's city police. They don't get paid.
Yeah.
So,
unfortunately.
A lot of looks from you over there. Do you know you have a friend with AIDS, family member, Freddie Mercury fan? Either way, I am too. I saw Bohemian Rhapsody the other night on cable, and I was like, oh, shit, I'm in. Like, I feel bad. I didn't know much about AIDS.
It wasn't a PSA for AIDS.
It wasn't?
No.
Oh, it's just about the band?
Yeah.
Fuck.
I mean, it works both ways.
It sure does. Speaking of working both ways, the guy with the unicorn looks like he works both ways.
He's definitely
non-binary, or are you fully out? You're fully
hey,
nobody says I'm fully
hold
straight.
Hold up. Have you ever had sex with a guy? So how do you know?
But like one night, if somebody just came in with like the tip of a penis, what would you say? Yay or nay? Okay, so he's saying it would depend on the price. Let's say the Vols win. There it is. It's been a long time since they've been in the top 10. People are willing to suck dick for a victory today, and I love that. I love that for you guys.
Yeah.
I really do. As people are starting to show up, kids are starting to leave, mothers are headed towards the river. No big deal. Keith, where do you live at in real life?
I live at Powell.
Oh, really?
About 15 minutes from here.
No shit. Fuck yeah, dude. Lifelong Vols fan?
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. Ever since. It's been hard. It's been real fucking hard.
It sure has.
Yeah, but isn't it so sweet when they're actually good again?
It is, and you know, I'm a little worried today because Cedric Tillman's out, but...
Yeah, but Richardson sucks, man.
Yeah.
I'm not on Florida.
No, I think you guys will be fine today. I think the spread is 10.5. I'm all in on the Vols. I did tease it down to 4.5, and then I took that over at 55.5. I think the Vols are going to put up 42 points today.
I'm not sure about the over and weather.
Well,
we'll see about the weather.
I think it's supposed to clear up in an hour.
Yeah.
I'm looking at 42-14, and I think they beat the over, teased down by a half a point. I think it's Vols all day. I think you guys figure out Richardson. I think everybody else has the last 2 weeks.
I hope so.
Yeah. And you're all in. How long have you been listening to the show?
Day one.
Oh, shit.
I was in Drinking Bros when there was less than 100 people.
No way, yeah. Dude.
Fucking day 100.
Right after beer drinking bomb droppers. Remember that one?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, dude. You got the Black Rifle Coffee t-shirt on.
Yep.
We appreciate it, man. Thank you for the support.
Yeah, enjoy that booze.
Hell yeah. Thanks for coming out today. Right. Is Tim Fry around? Where's Tim at? Where's Timmy at? Bring him on up. Tim, come on up, dude. Come on up, brother.
You're standing right in front of the microphone. You didn't hear a fucking word we said.
Not a word, dude.
I was talking to my wife.
You were talking to your wife. Put it about an inch from your mouth. There you go. He knows how to put an inch from your mouth. I'm kidding. I'm going to bring you up at the end, and we'll see how far you go. I got 80 in my pocket. I'll give you 40 to touch it. If the Vols win. But if the Vols win, 45.
But if the Vols lose, he's got a...
Vice versa. I'll put gator chomp on it. But just on the head of your penis. Like, you'll recover.
But no teeth, all gums.
Yes, you'll recover, obviously. Tim Fry... Drinking bro of the week. I'm going to do this early because he set all this up for us today. Got us down by the river. Got us an amazing spot next to the stadium. You went all out. We greatly appreciate it. If you've watched us online or in the private Facebook group, Tim owns the axe throwing company, dude.
Yep.
Tell everybody about your company.
Well, you guys are like nationally ranked.
Yeah. We got a couple of guys here that are nationally ranked.
Raise your hand if you're in the axe throwing stuff.
Yeah. Yep. There you go.
Got a couple here.
There you go.
So I own Smoky Mountain Axe House in Maryville, Tennessee. We've been around almost 4 years now. And if you remember, we were the one that were on the TV show The Bachelor.
Yes, you guys were on the TV show The Bachelor. You hit me up and you're like, hey, dude, that's us. And then you guys had jerseys made and all that other stuff. Yeah. And it was awesome. But I feel like you guys were one of the first ones doing it.
Yeah,
We were the first ones in East Tennessee. And then competitively... they've been doing a competition since like 2017, 2016, but it's kind of hit more of the main stage now. So there's a lot of people.
Speaking of The Bachelor, we had an idea on the drive over from Nashville yesterday. So it's an adoption. Let me fucking finish the joke
before
you start laughing.
Yes, this is real life.
So it's an adoption center, but the kids are competing Bachelor style to get adopted.
I like it.
Right?
Yeah.
What do you think? Is that too much?
I don't think it's too much, but I don't know.
Well, here's
where
we're
going to
push it, because I want to make it too much. So with the adoption, if the kids don't make it, they got to go to a really shitty foster home.
Or
an orphanage.
Or they go to
going all the way down.
Or a blood diamond mine.
Yeah.
If they get really bad, it's a blood diamond mine.
Hey, that's the future, though.
Do you have any kids?
Yeah, between me and my wife, we have six.
Okay, so wow, you got six kids.
So here, this brings up the next one. So the other idea is Big Brother, but with... It's Big Brother, and basically two kids per year got to go live out in the woods.
Yeah.
So there's a competition during the year, right?
Yeah.
And the two kids, and I think it accomplishes a couple of things. One, it's super competitive amongst your children, so they're going to be winners in life. And then two, they learn some outdoor survival skills.
Do they have a mentor in that process?
Well, the mentor is Jeffrey Epstein, but he passed away.
Yeah.
What? It's kids.
He's gone
it's
too soon.
It's fucking kids, dude. Soon. I'm sorry for what he did. No, the mentor's Woody Allen. He's still alive. And I think the kids will be fine with that.
Yeah, as long as they're not related to him.
Yeah, they're not related, right?
They could be.
But you guys have six. I'm looking at your wife now, and I'm gonna keep eye contact with her. With six kids, I bet you could name three. Gun to head, if you had to send three to an orphanage, yes or no?
Yes, we would definitely have that.
Yeah, you got three, right?
I think you should have a ranking on your refrigerator of the kids at all time.
I've tried that, and they got shot down.
Yeah. One through six.
Yeah. It's like the college football poll. You put your kids every Sunday night, you release the poll of which kid is number one through six.
Frank does this on It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yeah. Oh, really?
All the kids are ranked.
I would. I got three.
Ask her who number one would be.
Who's number one? Who's your favorite kid? My favorite? Yeah, who's your favorite kid? Luke.
But who would you rank number one?
Hannah would be the first one. Anna would be the first one out. I love that. I love that refreshing honesty.
Yeah.
Anna was probably a little bitch, and you were like, hey, dude, I got to get her out of here.
The title,
I'm tired of her spilling apple juice on the fucking carpet.
Apple juice is fine.
Hey, that would be a win.
Would it?
Yeah.
Bro, I came in. My second youngest spilled apple juice all over the carpet, and he looks at me, and I'm like, what the fuck are you doing, bro? I mean, he didn't say fuck. I was like, what are you doing? And he goes, oh, I'm sorry, Dad. And I go, no, you're not. And that's the difference. And if there was an orphanage nearby, I'd drop you right the fuck off with a red curly wig on your head and call you Annie, even though you're a boy. Like, I want you out of here. Find a daddy Warbucks and come back, because that's Berber carpet.
Wait, how did
ruin?
Why did this episode turn into fuck the kids?
No, nobody's fucking the kids. Nobody's
not the kids. Fucking them, like the kids.
Oh, well, I mean, look, as a parent, we've all got kids where you're like, hey, man, that one can kind of get away right now.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
We were at the Texas game. My kid smashed up a bunch of caramel candy corns on the floor of the car. It's an expensive car. And I looked at him, and he's a grown-up at 8. Like, you're old enough to know at that point. And I'm like, dude, what's up? What if I just took a goddamn jackhammer to your twin bed? What would happen then? Would you be amped about that? He goes, no. And I go, why would you do that to the back of the car? No answer. If this show existed, orphanage. You're gone, dude. Come back in a month.
Sorry. Plus, the marketing opportunities.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, look, you don't want to make it all about money, but...
You don't make it all about money, but imagine if you put little axe thrower shirts on your kids. That way you can monetize it.
You know, they don't like axe throwing.
Really?
Yeah. They have free reign to throw whenever they want.
No way.
Yeah, but no, kids are not going to like what you like.
Yeah, I know.
Come on.
Yeah.
They don't do it at all, huh?
A couple of them do, but not. Kinley is probably the biggest one.
I mean, look, you got to get them started early. Yeah. What I would recommend is, again, you pick out your least favorite kid. You give the oldest one the axe and be like, look, if you misbehave again, I'm going to let you throw axes at the youngest ones. You better watch that shit.
Yeah, have they come out with Nerf axe kits yet?
Yeah, they have something like
it's
that.
It's got like Velcro on the side.
Yeah, they got
on
Velcro, and then they got the peg dart one.
So there you go. Just get them started early throwing axes at each other.
They've thrown real axes. It's just, I think it's because dad does it, they don't want to do it.
Yeah.
Okay. Know? I threw a real axe once. I don't really want to talk about the situation, but prison was involved. I was super drunk. And it wasn't a real cop. It was more of a like a mall security type of sitch. But it's all I had in my car.
Are you the guy that smashed up that McDonald's with the axe the other day?
Oh man, that would have been dope.
Did you look alike?
You should get in on that.
Yeah.
What's the name of the? Is it called? Let me ask you a question. Be a great opportunity.
We get punny, but not that punny.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because you could bring in another market, obviously.
You could. Yeah.
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 There's a lot of white people here. You could really. Diversify with that name.
There was a business idea floating around this area of like
this is what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
like a play out scenario where if you really wanted to rob a bank,
sure,
you could come in, pay X number of dollars, and then you have actors and fill ins, and you could go in and actually rob a bank and have cops come and try to chase you and everything.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah,
hell yeah.
There was all these different scenarios, but it never came through.
Kind of like The Game. You remember that movie, The Game?
Oh, yeah,
dude, that was rad. Because then you could set it up. I've always wanted to try to rob a bank. I've always wanted to murder some. I mean, I know. Look, I've been drinking. But just murder one person. I'm not rich enough yet. I'm getting there. But like just need that seltzer to sell, dog. And then I can murder one person.
One person.
And then be fine. So you guys got somebody towed here today in a $200,000 Mercedes. She'd be at the top of that list for all of us, I think, today. Where it's just like, man, this was a difficult setup. If we just clacked her off and threw her in the river and pushed the body downstream, I think we're fine. I think Vol Nation would be amped about it. Dress her up in a gator outfit, push her on down the river.
You have to worry about the decomposition because the gases that happen lift the body back up, right?
Really?
So make a bunch of cuts and stuff. I mean, it's a process.
Okay.
Well, it's not nothing these guys can't do, sure.
No,
you guys have gotten rid of a body, I can tell.
Oh, yeah.
Especially this asshole right here. Yeah.
This fucking guy? My God, dude, you're a handful of zip ties away from J6.
Oh yeah,
I'm gonna bring you up too.
He was definitely there.
I'm gonna bring you up too. Nice.
He was. If he wasn't at J6, he was watching it on TV, masturbating.
He was
sure,
the guy on the bullhorn. Take down the Capitol! Take down the Capitol! I'm gonna bring you up in a second. Tell everybody where they can find your shop.
Yeah, so we're on Instagram and Facebook, Smoky Mountain Axe, and then Smoky Mountain Axe House. SMOKYNOE.
Hell yeah.
Big, you know,
no E. No E.
And I want to thank you guys for sponsoring me. We got Hard AF on the,
absolutely,
on the jerseys. And then all of my team that goes and throws.
And I'll bring up your team, by the way. Yeah. I met these two axe throwers earlier out in the parking lot.
But that's
I got a serious question for them about murder. So we'll get into it.
We'll get into it in a sec. AJ, he's a cop. So he'll know about that.
AJ's a cop?
You didn't say any cops were going to be here.
Yeah. Oh,
I did a bunch of illegal shit.
We're holding drugs, brother. We got a bunch of drugs on us. Welcome to the game.
They illegally obtained alcohol from you.
Oh, did they really?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Fuck them then. No. Let's go.
But
all I have to say is when they walk over to say something, I can't breathe. I can't breathe. And then they'll walk right the fuck away. I can promise you that. Is there a Target near here? Yeah. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Thanks for being on the show. Sir. We're going to bring him up. Come on up, J6.
Yeah, dude. Welcome. Tell everybody your name.
BJ Gardner.
BJ Gardner.
Yes.
Yeah.
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 Anything you want to say about it or no? We're good?
You, sir. I'm sure you got
What does the BJ say. Stand for?
Bobby Jr.
What?
Bobby Jr.
Bobby Jr.
I got my dad's name.
Who is Bobby Sr.?
My dad.
Do you know him?
I did.
I'm just saying, there's a good possibility with somebody like you that you might not know who your father is.
Yeah, but he wouldn't go by Junior if that was the case.
Maybe. Hey, or maybe you were looking for him.
No, I found him. He passed away.
Oh, he passed away. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, yeah. How did he die? Was it AIDS?
Heart attack.
Oh, heart attack. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
That's how we're all going to get it.
Yeah.
You look around the crowd, I'm seeing a lot of heart attacks out there.
A lot of heart attacks
waiting to happen. I'll die. Oh, yeah. I'm going to die like that. Yeah, yeah. Too much stress, dude.
Sure, that's how I'm going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think so, BJ?
Yeah.
Were you in the military?
Yes.
Yeah, no shit you were.
Yeah.
I bet you killed some people, didn't you?
No, I did not.
Oh, come on, dude. How about in real life?
No. Real life?
Yeah, real life.
Just one.
Just one? Who was that?
Just a guy.
Just a guy?
Yeah, just a guy.
Who's the guy?
The guy. Can't say it.
We had one guy admit to a murder on a show. We couldn't air that show, but we felt that he was justified, so we let it go.
I got a question for you.
Go ahead, fire
away.
We were
talking about it on the way here.
Sure.
Date a deaf chick or blind chick?
Date a deaf chick or a blind chick? All right, so oddly enough, I've had this option. And I know this sounds, she was deaf. She was deaf, but D-E-A-F and D-E-F. Like, she was cool as shit.
Yeah.
She was rad. But after, like, the second date, it got hard and, like...
Because she was really into slam poetry and, like, who's got time for that shit?
Who's got time for slam poetry, yeah. But you can't go to movies and shit. Like, it was...
Right.
It was
Who wants to go to fucking movies?
With either one.
Well, you know, I guess like, when listen. She makes you mad, you can just turn around and talk shit.
Yeah. Turn that speaker down just a tad
Death
back there.
For sure.
But with that, when we went to, because like, you know, first, second date, you go to a movie, you don't have a lot of money. It's an easy first date, right?
Yeah.
And what I didn't know, and this is an honest story, is going to freak you out.
Probably
there
not.
Is deaf movies once a night that you can go to, and they have words across the bottom of the screen, but you have to pay extra for it.
I like how you said words across the bottom of the screen instead of closed caption, which has been a thing for 40 years,
well,
by the way.
It wasn't in a movie theater, so like it's not like a TV show where it's live. You have to physically request for it, and it's a weird situation because like...
If she can't read? Then you're all the way fucked.
100%.
Yeah, if you're like a deaf person in Appalachia, it's...
Right.
Exactly.
Times are tough.
But if she can't read, the sex is better.
Right.
Because then you know shit's going to get wild. Right. What? It is. Because then you know shit's going to get wild. If they can't read or write, you know sex is going to be crazy.
Right.
They're just trying to get out of the fucking trailer at that point. And they're trying to get out of the Waffle House and start a new life. And you have to teach them how to read and write. And I don't mind that. Because on this show, we're teachers and podcast hosts. And like, that's what it takes is what it takes. However, most people working there don't look hot enough. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
What were you in the military?
Machine gunner.
Machine gunner?
Yeah, Marine Corps, yeah.
You didn't kill anybody?
Nope.
Damn it, man.
Nope, did not.
What's that, 0321 or?
0331.
31, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
A guy like you, I wanted to see murder a bunch of people.
Never got the opportunity.
You look happy as shit.
I
want to take that down a notch.
I am. I drove 3.5 hours to hang out with you fucks today.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Where are you from originally?
Louisville.
Louisville.
Yeah, yeah, this is the second time. He was there when you threw that white claw maybe 10 feet.
Can you tell the audience?
I want to see if you can throw one of these as far as you threw the white claw.
I threw it 75 10, yards, right?
It was 10 feet.
You were there.
At least. No.
How crazy
was
that throw?
75 yards. Yes.
Because everybody's like, yo, there's no way you threw it that far.
And it was spiraled.
It was so fucking far, and everybody's like, yo, Jesus.
The only thing I remember about that night is you definitely didn't throw it that far.
I did. I 100% did.
I walked it off. It was... At least 75.
It was easy as 75. Yeah. Yeah. And I remember the waitress came out and she said, hey, this reminds me of Dennis Quaid in The Rookie. Do you think they'll make a Disney movie about you throwing a White Claw can at an Uber? And I said, no, but I know my rating is going down. And it's a 1.3 on Uber right now, my rating is. So.
That's all I remember about that night.
It was a blast, though,
wasn't it? I had
to work
the next day.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Ah, shit, I'm sorry. Yeah. We went to the Derby the next day, and we won a shit ton of money. So it's kind of the same.
Yeah.
I'm
Dan
kidding.
Dan Suit was dope.
We won about fucking, $6,000 each, I think, at that thing?
Yeah, $4,800 apiece is what the final total ended up being, and it was a blast. Is that your wife right there?
Yes.
Oh, cheers. Congratulations. How long have you been married?
We're not married.
Oh, you're not?
Might as well be.
Okay, how long have you been dating? 10 years?
Yeah. We bought a house. It's the same thing.
BJ, what are you waiting for?
I don't know.
Is she on the deed?
Huh?
She on the deed?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's in your, it's in your name. She's like, yo, was it your credit?
Is it a situation where you can't legally get married because you're
she's got the credit.
Too closely right. related? What's happening?
What's that?
Is it a situation where you can't get married because you're too closely related?
Oh, we don't talk about that.
Oh, that's fine.
Are you guys a cousin
so
over?
So you guys are Targaryens.
Yes.
That's fine. Look. Yeah. Hey. It's
are you guys really a cousin over?
No.
Oh, shit.
Just two.
She don't look anything alike. What are you talking about?
I don't know, dude. She's got hair. He doesn't. It's hard to fucking judge. I'm sorry. But it's nice that she has hair.
Right.
It's a nice thing.
And
that
it's Kentucky,
has hair.
So it's cool.
Oh, is it in Kentucky?
Yeah.
My God, man.
Yeah.
My God. Did you, the first time you had sex, was it in a holler? Was it on a hay bale?
Was it really?
Is that real?
Yes.
No way. Yeah. All right, let's walk us through that. Walk us through the hay bale. There you go.
I don't know if I could do that.
Go ahead. Nah, was it from behind on the first time?
Yes.
Oh, for sure. You
yes,
have to be.
For sure.
On a hay bale, first date?
Yes. First and I, made her, I made her make horse noises.
First date panel.
No, it's not at all. It's not at all.
No.
Painful anal is what he's talking about.
This guy right here immediately looked at me and started laughing when I said panel.
It was a struggle snipe.
That is definitely in his browser history.
Sure is. It sure is. My God, man. Well, congratulations. Why won't you marry her? I don't understand. I'm looking at her. She looks fine. She looks
fine.
Clean.
She's fine.
No, but I mean, she looks clean. She looks like she works a nice job. Could be a nice mom. You guys have kids?
You look fine. Yeah.
You have kids?
No.
You don't have kids?
No kids, no.
Does she want kids?
We can't do shit like this.
Why not?
Because.
Do you guys do exclusively anal to avoid children?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
She's a little bashful about it, but she did nod her head.
She also turned around and showed us, well, anyways. Right. So it's a family show.
It's a family show, and that's fine. There's a bunch of families around here.
Right.
And no worries about it. Thanks for being here. Is one of your axe throwers here? I was talking to that dude earlier. Bring him up on stage. There it is. Where's he at? Where's the world-famous axe for? He's number 3 in the world, he said. He's number 3 in the entire world. Have him come up here and chat, Tim. Grab the guy with the beard. You throw axes right there. You. Yes, you. You're the only one with a beard. I like how you're looking around as if you're in a witness protection program.
This is like facial hair, not a beard.
It's a beard. It's a good goddamn beard. Hold it about an inch from your face there. No, we're not doing Michelob Ultras.
Yeah, no.
Come on, man. That is a one-way ticket to homosexuality. And that's fine. We don't judge, but
right,
I mean obviously
know,
we judge.
It is what it is.
Tell everybody your name.
Logan.
Logan.
Yeah.
That's it?
Just Logan.
Okay.
Yeah, for
no
personal.
Last name? You're like Adele or Cher?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, formerly known as.
All right, great.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
you're
yeah,
one of the axe throwers
yeah,
at Tim's place. What'd you place last time?
Not at Tim's place. I actually throw out of Murfreesboro, Tennessee.
Mm. Oh, you throw out of Murfreesboro, Tennessee.
Yeah. Heart
yeah.
Made.
Yeah.
We'll be there tomorrow.
What's that?
We'll be there tomorrow.
We'll be there tomorrow, yeah.
Me too.
Yeah. So. Oh, me shit. Too. Let's go.
Let's go.
What number are you in the world?
Probably like, let's say 100.
100?
You know? Yeah.
So you're top 100 of the world at axe throwing.
I threw in the U.S. Open, so I was good enough for that.
At the tennis match?
Or no,
because you're not supposed to throw axes at the tennis match.
That's you go against Serena Williams?
That's actually why Federer had to retire, because I was throwing axes at him. In the U.S. Open for axe, it was up in Minnesota a couple months ago. So I threw in that. Didn't do great, but I didn't do horrible. So,
are you married?
I'm not.
Okay.
Got a dog?
You got a dog?
Got a dog.
All right. Does the dog ever act up and you think about throwing an axe at him?
No, he probably throws axes at me.
Though. Okay.
He probably thinks about it, for sure.
But, how far could you throw an axe and kill a dog?
Accurately, 12 feet.
Oh, 12 feet?
Yeah.
That's pretty goddamn exact. Holy shit.
Well, that's how far the
That's how far we stand from the target. Already.
Oh, it is?
So, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, look, 12 feet is still long.
Big axe, I could do, 15 feet.
How big's the dog?
50 pounds.
50 pounds?
Yeah.
Man, is it dark that I would love to see an axe go through a 50-pound dog?
Yeah, that's stupid.
Yeah, as long as it's not my dog, I'm down.
I just want to see it go down once. Because, like, in Los Angeles, everybody adopts rescue dogs.
Right.
Any one of those is fine. Like, you can axe down any one of those dogs, and I'd be fine with it in Los Angeles.
Yeah. What is it? Cuba. I mean, they're just everywhere. Just
go down to Cuba.
Yeah.
See what happens.
Foreign dogs. Nobody cares.
Maybe that would be a nice relations thing between the United States and Cuba if we sent down our nation's best axe throwers and then killed all their homeless dogs on the streets.
You might be the first ever a canine xenophobe.
Me?
Of all time. No, him.
Oh, that's fine.
He doesn't care about foreign dogs. I don't think I've ever heard anybody that before.
I mean, they're not real dogs if they're not American. You know
they're
what I'm
not,
saying?
No.
Right, yeah.
They don't even speak English, those
exactly,
dogs.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I'd like to send you and your whole team down there, start axing up some dogs, and then maybe put a drone over it on pay-per-view, and I think that would be dope.
Absolutely.
Speaking of drones.
Yeah.
There's this Instagram and TikTok account called Bums, the letter N, then drones. And what he does is fly his drone over bums until they get pissed off.
Bums and drones.
And he keeps getting banned from TikTok, but it's really funny.
Yeah.
Like definitely going to follow that.
Have you seen it?
I have not.
You should definitely follow it. It's really funny. It's
really great. They hover these drones around homeless people, a.k.a. bums, and then you see what they do, and they kind of trip out. Some of them pretend to pull a gun. One guy had a machete. You can't machete a drone out of the sky, though.
Yeah.
And those are real tough to throw.
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
An axe is hard. A machete is even harder.
Yeah. I mean, I've got knives in the truck. I can throw those pretty well, too.
What kind of knives you got back there? Kershaw?
No, they're Waddle. They're made for throwing. I guess they're not Waddle, W-A-K-L.
That's fine.
Which is knife throwing. But
how far could you kill somebody with a knife? Like, let's say O.J. Simpson could throw knives. How far away would Nicole Brown and Ron Goldman have to be?
Me, personally?
Yes.
10 feet.
It's not a lot.
It's not a lot.
I'm going to be honest. I'm not that impressed by that.
15 feet, I can, I'll over-rotate and hit him with the butt of the knife.
Okay.
But, knock him out.
That's not going to do it. He wanted them dead, obviously.
Yeah.
But he's looking for the real killers. We don't know that he did it, but somebody did.
Yeah.
So,
I got knives and axes in the truck. We can test it out.
Okay.
You got a drone?
We got a drone.
Yeah.
Right now, it's following around some homeless people, though, in Knoxville. So as soon as that's done, that's how Dan and I get off, is we look at the drone footage of the homeless people, and then...
I made it through all the porn on Pornhub, and I had to move on to something
honestly
else.
Thought I was the only one. So that's
homeless
great.
Porn is the future.
So, yeah.
Where you can just hover over two homeless people fucking... And then really, that's where you really get off,
Yeah, because you get to enjoy the scene without having to smell any of the smells.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's the worst part. I lived in Nashville for a while. I know the smell well.
It's terrible, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Terrible.
Not as bad as Memphis, but, still.
Well, that's racist, right?
No. It's not racist if it's true.
Okay. All right. Because but with me personally, I've always loved to watch homeless people fuck. It was the smell that got me. Now that there's drones available, I'm able to do what I want, be free,
do what
strangle
you love.
Bait my own house, and what's that?
Do what you love, even.
Yeah. When you do what you love, you never work a day in your life, and that's what watching homeless people fuck is to me.
Absolutely.
It's just doing what I love and never working a day in my life.
Absolutely.
We appreciate you being here.
Yeah, appreciate you coming bring me up.
Absolutely, dude. Go Vols. We got some sponsors. Who put this shit wagon on the air? First and foremost, ghostbed.com/drinkingbros, 30% off. The promo code Drinking Bros at checkout. You're here. You knew I was going to do a Ghostbed ad read. I don't have a choice, all right? I love these goddamn guys. We don't have it at our Airbnb. Also, the Airbnb we're staying in, we might get murdered in, all right? It's an old shanty in the middle of town. There's 46 El Caminos without tires next door. I don't know what's going to happen. When I walk into a house and there's not a ghost bed in there or ghost pillows, I know there's a good chance of either murder or we'll get raped. I welcome the second, but not the first, because then we couldn't do shows anymore. Now, if you're at home and you want a ghost bed and you want 40% off, get that bundle package, dog. That's the adjustable base and the mattress combined together for one magical evening of, bum sex, if you want. Bring it out to the fucking ghetto. Throw it in the middle and see what happens. It's a nice thing. They're doing great things at Ghostbed. Go to ghostbed.com/drinkingbros today. The bottom of the page, you're going to see a 60-month pay-as-you-go program. No interest if you have decent credit. Load up the carts. Put the pillows, the sheets, the mattresses, the adjustable bases in there. Everything you can think of. Load it up. Promo code DRINKINGBROS, 30% off. And then you get the fucking 60-month pay-as-you-go program. You're looking at $25 a month at ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. Next up, we got hardafseltzer.com. We are currently in 93 stores in the great state of Tennessee. Absolutely killing it everywhere right now. We appreciate it. These were the last cases left in Knoxville, D'Anthony. They are sold out everywhere. Total Wines is sold out. McScrooge's is sold out. I mean, McScrooge's, for Christ's sakes? McScrooge's shouldn't be sold out, but they are. Find the store locator on hardafseltzer.com, and it'll tell you every city. It'll take a Google map right to the goddamn store, which is what we did this morning, to get all the seltzer for today's show. It's amazing. We will be back online with the new flavors in 2 weeks. That'll ship right to your house. And it's watermelon, pina colada. We're testing them out in cans tomorrow in Nashville. Super amped about it. So we'll be back online shipping to your house to 41 states in about 2 weeks. Last but not least, we got the Drinking Bros store. You've got the new t-shirt on. D'Anthony, let's see it. There it is. There it is. Established in 2015. Let's go. 7 years on the air. Hopefully another 70 more. Somebody's mom just walked by. She's going to be offended here in about 2 minutes. I already know it. Get the merch while we're still on air. I'm banned from Facebook for the next 24 hours. Big surprise there. A guy lit himself on fire in the Washington Post, and all I did was write a comment underneath it that said, let him burn. It was for veganism. Like, great, you should burn if you're going to light yourself on fire. I'm sorry I couldn't help you there. But in the meantime, go to the store, support the show, and the best part is 100% of the proceeds go to us and no one else. So thank you for that. Thank you for that. D'Anthony, who do you got in today's game?
Well, Tennessee's going to win the game for sure.
I hope so.
It's just a matter of how much, I think, at this point. Richardson doesn't look great for Florida. That whole program doesn't look great. Tennessee's got the, one, they're at home. Two, they have a better team.
Sure do.
Yep. Three, I think just the fan energy that you're feeling here is going to drive them to victory today. It really feels like everybody's waiting for a win. Hopefully they're not too big for their pants at this point. But they're still on the come up. They're not up yet. They're on the come up.
I don't think they are. I think they know what's at stake here today. All the alumni is here. All the boosters are here. Yeah. Everybody came back for this game. Game day's here. Big noon, whatever the fuck that is here. Everybody's here for today's game. And I think the Vols are going to win. 10.5 points is a big boy spread, though. I've teased that down to 4. I like the over at 55.5, which I've also teased down. Because that was at 62.5. That's a lot of fucking points.
Yeah, it's too much.
It's too much.
But I think, teasing it down, you're safe there.
I hope so. And you can bet on that at mybookie.com. Promo code DRINKINBROS doubles your deposit up to $1,000. We're getting going here today. What do we got here? What are they eating over there? What is homeboy? Bring him up. Come on up on camera. There you go. That's the Calhouns. Come on up. And I'm looking at you, big boy. Let's go. There it is. Look at this mountain of a man. I stopped him from eating. So shit's going to get wild, I have a feeling.
Yeah, you're kind of a dick.
Tell everybody your name.
Michael Slinkamp.
How long have you been listening to the show?
Just about a year.
Oh, yeah? What was your first episode?
I don't even remember, honestly.
So let me ask you this. Can you spell your first name?
M-I-C-H-A-E-L.
That's not true. We don't do that here.
M-I-K-E.
There you go.
More than four letters.
It's just Mike. You're not Jordan. Nobody's calling you
Mike.
No, Michael.
Everybody's way too lazy for that.
No. That's where we are. We're in an abbreviated nation right now.
Exactly.
I'm L-M-A-O at your fucking sandwich right now. Where is that from? Calhouns?
That's from Calhouns.
So Calhouns is behind us. How legit is the barbecue? We've had this debate in the car on the way here.
To be honest, they're all right.
They're all right. They're right behind you. You sure you want to say that?
Yeah.
What if Big Jim Calhoun comes out of the store?
What?
What is his name? Big Jim Calhoun?
I don't know.
It should be.
I've only been here about 3 years. I don't know everybody.
Okay. Great.
What's the guy's name? Does anybody know? Calhouns? Anybody?
What's Calhoun's first
Nobody
name?
Gives a fuck.
They're Jim. Part of... They've got several locations all around the area. They're a big chain.
You think it's a family-run sitch?
It might be still at this point.
What's the best food they got?
I've only eaten there a few times.
This is kind of like rib country, right?
Yeah, I like to hit the random barbecue spots on the road.
Mm. Okay.
Are you a truck driver?
No, I'm a building inspector. A
building inspector?
Yeah, I'm the asshole everybody hates on the construction.
Oh, you're that fucking guy, dude.
That fucking guy.
Son of a bitch, shutting down everything.
Nah, I try not to do that.
Come on.
Sometimes they're so fucking terrible, though.
Yeah. What about elevators?
I don't touch that shit.
Not at all?
That's way too much responsibility.
Do you not ride elevators the same way John Madden wouldn't get on a plane?
Oh.
Like your entire team got killed by an elevator, so now you only take the stairs?
My rule is 5 floors
It's five floors.
If it's more than five floors, I'll take the elevator.
Wow. Okay.
Fair enough.
I feel kind of like a lazy ass.
It's a good way to stay in shape.
Yeah, why not? I'd be in great shape if I didn't love beer so much.
You ever seen Mice and Men or read the book?
I had to read the book in high school. I'm pretty sure I failed to report, though.
Yeah, yeah. You know Lenny?
Yeah.
Yeah, you remind me of him. John, you have a mouse in your pocket?
John Malkovich actually played him.
Did he really?
Yeah.
You got a mouse in your pocket? Let me. There's something bulging there.
I think it was a rabbit.
Stand up in the camera.
Lenny,
there's a fucking mouse in your pocket.
That's
right
a bag
now.
From this whiskey.
Wasn't it a rabbit?
Oh, it's a bag from the whiskey.
From
did you bring the whiskey?
Yeah, I brought that.
Did you bring the whiskey?
Can't show up to the tailgate empty-handed.
Sure can't. Chattanooga whiskey, 91 proof.
Is this one of your faves here?
Tennessee.
What's up?
Is this your go-to whiskey or what?
It's one of my favorites, yeah. Sir. 111's a little better. With the 8% you guys got going around, though, I wasn't sure if that was a good idea.
Fair enough.
No, that's fine. Chattanooga whiskey, cheers. Do you know the owner?
I do not.
We're going to shout him out here. Man, you know nothing.
I know nothing.
God damn it, man.
Jon Snow over
it's,
here.
It's yeah.
I just kind of go about my business and...
Well, thanks for bringing the whiskey.
Thanks for bringing the whiskey.
Yeah, give me
somebody had to.
Give me a toot.
Were you in the military?
Complicated. I tried. I went on the ELS due to a defective contract.
That's fine. When'd you get your first CT? I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding.
Oh, shit.
Totally
that,
kidding.
That was probably when I was like 10 in football.
No, I know. You played. What? You were probably a lineman in your high school, right?
Yeah, at the end.
Yeah. God damn it. I nailed it, didn't I? You son of a bitch. I like the whiskey, though. For 91 proof, that's pretty
fucking really
smooth.
Yeah, it's really smooth. Where'd you come from before here? You said you just moved
I grew up
ago.
In Alaska.
In Alaska? Alaska.
Oh, yeah. Then you moved to Hawaii. Why?
Why did I move to Hawaii?
Yes.
Okay. When
like,
you're
the only people I know that have
7,
moved to Hawaii were
in
the fucking
Alaska.
Military.
You know everybody, right?
Sure.
All the girls are crazy as fuck.
Well.
So, 28 single, you get a job offer in Honolulu. I mean, that's kind of a no-brainer, right?
When you have your first period in an igloo, yes, you're going to be a little crazy. It's weird seeing blood on the ice, and it's not a hockey match. And I'm sorry. Who was the first girl you slept with in an igloo?
Never been in an igloo.
Come on, not once?
No.
That's all they have there. They don't even have houses.
I grew up in Southeast. We barely got ice.
Yeah,
really?
It's not.
Yeah, Ketchikan, there's a great episode of Joe Rogan being fucking
honestly, you might be the dumbest person I know.
Nah, never been. I've seen the cartoons, though. It's all Eskimos. It's all igloos. A lot of snow.
All the time.
A lot of huge white bears pulling salmon out of streams.
No, it's actually Coca-Cola.
Is it really?
The polar bears? Yeah, they have an NIL deal with Coca-Cola.
Where'd you live at? Anchorage?
Ketchikan.
What's that?
Ketchikan.
Oh, Ketchikan. So you're fluent. What? If you're fluent in Eskimo, you're fluent in Eskimo. That's cool.
It's Tlingits and Haidas down there. The Eskimos are Yupik and... mostly Yupik, I think.
So what's the difference? Are they real Indians or not?
That gets complicated depending on who you're talking about.
Look, we don't see race here. I just want to know the origins of the Alaskan people. I know one person from Alaska, and that's Sarah Palin. The whole family's super
Everybody
nice,
hates
and I enjoy
her.
Them. They do not hate her. Do you look at the... She's still up for November 8th.
Ish? Oh, yeah.
She made it through. You guys have a weird
voting
system. She
somehow lost
this
last election because everybody hates her.
Well, no, it's a ranking system in Alaska, right?
Yeah, they changed that up since I moved. I've been out of there for about 7 years.
Okay. Last time you voted there, did you vote for her?
She wasn't on the ballot. I did vote for McCain because Obama spoke a lot of nothing.
Sure.
McCain's kind of a... I mean, I love your guys' nickname, Eyepatch McCain.
Eyepatch McCain
Crenshaw,
for Dan Crenshaw.
So.
No, that's
and that was
Alex
before
Stein.
I really knew anything. I was like 18, 19 then. Or maybe 20.
How old are you now?
35.
35. You married?
Just broke off an engagement.
Okay, what happened?
She cheated.
Oh, she cheated on you. Was it a black guy?
I don't know.
She belongs to the streets, bro.
She does belong to the streets.
Yeah, she's taking the house.
You didn't ask
that
her? That wasn't your first question?
No, that was not my first question.
That would have been mine. Oh, you cheated on me as a black guy? Because if it was, then I'd feel terrible about myself. If not, I'd be like, all right, sweet.
I'm not sure it's really relevant.
What?
I don't think it's relevant.
Why not?
I don't think it is either.
Cock size. I'd want to know who was getting
I mean, you could ask about
out.
The cock size specifically, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, was his dick bigger than mine? Hey, bitch.
So was a gamer?
Apparently. I don't know.
Apparently a gamer? Yeah. What was it was a Call of Duty guy?
Fuck if I know.
You didn't ask the game he was playing?
No.
I'd want to know all the details, you know? and then come back, meet him on Twitch, and then kill him over and over and over again.
I kind of suck Call of Duty, though.
So. Okay. All right. Well, look, I'll let you go and eat this in shame in the bathtub. I'm sorry about your life and everything. I'm going to have a shot with you, though. I love you, and I appreciate you being here. This was fun.
This is good whiskey.
I think we learned a lot.
It really is.
What's the name of it?
Whiskey. Chattanooga whiskey.
Chattanooga whiskey. If you're out there and you're looking for whiskey, it's a good one.
Oh, that is good. Strong. I like that. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Come on in. Yeah, yes. Come on in. You got the veterans. Tennessee Vols shirt on. Are you a veteran?
Yeah, I did 8 years in reserve.
Right on. Where at?
Here in Knoxville.
No shit.
Yeah. Wait, you did 8 years in what?
Reserve.
Mm. What do they have here? What?
They have the they have an engineer battalion, yeah, and they have a civil affairs, which is what I was
okay,
in.
Okay, cool.
Of course, they have a couple of Marine units.
How many people did you kill in the Knoxville Reserves?
None. I never deployed.
You never deployed in
Nothing.
Knoxville?
The closest I got was Indiana.
When did you actually sign up?
In Oak Ridge.
No, when? What year?
2013.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm pretty young. I was just talking to these guys. They were talking about being in a unit in 2009. I was a freshman in high school.
No shit. Yeah. Up in Oak Ridge?
In Halls.
You listen to the Oak Ridge Boys?
A little bit.
That's Oak Ridge, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That's what they're known for is the Oak Ridge Boys.
Yeah.
So when you were killing people in the Knoxville Reserves, what was it? Was it people like standing on that bridge over there and you were like, you know what? Before they jump, I'm going to take the mystery out of it and just kind of fucking shoot them right between the eyes?
No, so we use the drones and we locate the homeless people and we just take them out.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
We've been on a big homeless kick lately, not just for sexual purposes.
No, we've been using it for advertising as well, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We've been advertising seltzer with
Hope advertising.
Yeah.
Which is free, so.
So were you in Vol Navy? Was that the reserves?
No.
Okay, cool.
He was in the Merchant Vol Marines.
Yeah, you were in the Merchant Vol Marines?
Nope.
Okay. Coast Guard?
Nope. Army Reserves.
Yep. Okay.
And you went into, I didn't know there were lower enlisted people in CA. Were you an officer?
No, I actually, when I got out, I was a E3.
Really? A CA guy. So what did you do?
Cleaning bathrooms, basically.
Oh, yeah. Well, tell me, what did your job description say? Because everybody that's in E3 is cleaning bathrooms and cutting grass.
So the way it was explained to me, and the best way I explained it to anybody else, a liaison between our local government and whatever government we're dealing with.
So do they send you to DLI to learn a language or anything?
No.
Good. So you just show up and speak English.
Exactly.
You speak English to an Iraqi dude. Yep, that's super helpful.
I go to my reserve unit once a month and do a PT test or whatever and go back home.
Now, your buddy said you saved an 87-year-old sea turtle.
No.
And then after the press came and took pictures with the reserves of you saving this turtle, you blew its fucking brains out because you couldn't actually kill somebody overseas. Is that true?
That might be a little true, but I'm not going to admit to that.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Fair enough.
Now, the sea turtle's name was Grandpa John. And Gampy John, rest in peace, obviously. But they have a little bronze plaque for him, and your name's underneath it. You know, as if you were some type of hero who saved it, but nobody knows you killed it. Do you want to admit to it now?
I just don't like anyone named John.
Okay,
fair
perfect.
Enough, yeah, I get
you
it.
You got a buddy named John over there?
Tell me about that tattoo and how it became a thing in Drinking Bros.
Okay, so I actually don't know how it came on Drinking Bros.
Were you the first person to get it?
No.
Okay. Can you stand on the chair and show them?
I can try. It's got a weight capacity.
I think 240. How you feeling about yourself today?
About 246.
How much you have for breakfast? Boom. What do we think there? Can you see the unicorn? You can't see the unicorn? Has he got to get up higher?
It's an American flag unicorn.
You mean to go up there?
Which is kind of like
is that too high? Am I too high right there or a little more? Look at that. You got some Copenhagen back there? I like that. I like that.
It's a patriotic brony is basically your shtick then.
Yeah. Now, when you go into a tattoo artist and you say, hey, give me this rainbow colored unicorn.
Well, it's the American flag.
Oh, it is.
On a unicorn.
So there's actually a funny story about it. Because me and my best friend, we had a deal that I would get something stupid and he would get something stupid. Well, I was in Panama City and I was hammered. Yeah. And I walked in there and they had a big sign that said, if you're drunk or high, come back when you're not. And I asked the guys, like, do you have a problem tattooing a drunk guy? He's like, absolutely not. And so I got it while I was drunk.
Yeah, there you go.
And what did he get?
He got a corgi in battle armor.
A corgi in battle armor? Is that for the queen?
Yeah.
Because the queen just passed away. She loved her corgis. R.I.P. Queen.
Fuck the queen.
Fentanyl. It was fentanyl. Gone too soon. 96 years old. She just wanted to take some ecstasy and go watch Wimbledon. All of a sudden, fentanyl, boom, you die.
You would think the fentanyl would have one of those Narcan inhalers.
Yeah,
too.
I agree.
Or at least one of the guards would have Narcan.
Somebody, yeah.
Yeah, because you Narcan or Narcan't have a good time.
Absolutely.
And the queen didn't have a good time that day. R.I.P. Again with that. But who did you go with him to get the tattoo?
No, he wasn't with me.
You got yours separately.
Separate but equal, obviously.
Yeah, obviously. Separate but equal. Yeah. No, you don't discriminate. You drink from the same water fountains, and that's what we love about you guys.
Yeah.
And that's what Tennessee is all about, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's people volunteering. There's a lot of volunteers down here. People are volunteering, helping people, except for this guy.
Well, actually, they're called the Volunteers, and they volunteered to help Texas in their war of independence.
Yeah.
I volunteered to kill a sea turtle. So.
You sure did. Yeah. Grandpa John, dude. Yeah. You killed Grandpa John.
I hate John.
Yeah. You've got a little claw, too, hanging from your windshield.
Yeah.
I saw that, the rearview mirror. I saw the little sea turtle claw up there.
I think it would actually be a superpower move to murder a sea turtle and then wear its shell around.
Oh, so, shit.
Its shell like a backpack. Like, yeah, I killed the last sea turtle.
Some people think that, like, rabbit's foot is
good luck,
lucky. Yeah. A sea turtle is way more lucky.
Yeah. Sea turtle is way more lucky.
Especially if you eat soup out of their shell. Super lucky.
Oh, it's really good,
too.
Oh,
yeah.
It seems to be adding insult to injury to murder an animal and then eat out of its shell.
Yeah.
No waste.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
It's a delicatessen is what it is. What do you got there? What's that? Oh, yeah. Hold it up here. His beard is too thick? It's not that thick.
It's really short.
Delco, you got a thick beard. You've got a man's beard. This is
a child's beard.
This that's is actually a child's two beard. Days,
right? Straight out of high school.
That's 2 days of growth for Delco.
That's 2 days of growth for Delco. Yeah. This is a huge.
This
Jackman
is like six
beard.
Months.
He shaved this morning.
Yeah.
Delco no, I actually shaved an hour ago. I shaved last month.
Did you?
No.
You shaved down there. What's your pubes look like?
Clean shaven. I'm
shaving.
I'm like newly single.
There you go.
Newly single. Yeah. Clean shaven.
Congratulations. Yeah. What are you looking for out there? An Asian?
Well, who knows?
Who knows?
Whatever comes my way.
Okay. How old are you?
I am 26.
26. Oh, you're in the prime of your life.
Yeah.
You go to Tinder?
Yes.
What do you look for on Tinder?
Anything breathing?
Yeah. The boys were swiping through Tinder and Bumble yesterday, and the pickings are slim in Knoxville.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah, what's the talent like here?
The closer you are to campus, the better.
Okay.
But once you get out, you might either get robbed or get shot.
No shit.
Yeah.
How about the strip clubs here? Any good?
No.
No shit.
No. We just went to a new one not too long ago, and it was not very good.
What was the name of it so we can warn the audience? A lot of sea scars?
A lot of bad performances.
Well, look, I don't care about the dancing, to be honest with you.
Well, the first red flag, we got there, and they did not serve alcohol.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Was it full nude?
Yes, but it was not good nude.
Yeesh. Yeesh. And you don't know the name of this place?
I do know the name.
What is it?
It is the Mouse's Ear.
The Mouse's Ear is the name of the
best,
strip club.
The best strip club in Knoxville was recently just shut down.
Why?
Murders in the parking lot.
No shit. But that's going to happen at a strip club.
Hey, you pay for what you get.
Yeah, you pay for what you get. Dave Matthews said that a long time ago. The Mouse's Ear is the name of that strip club, huh?
Yep.
No shit. Why?
Well, most people in this East Tennessee are not the brightest, so
okay,
that could be why.
So the last time I was here, there was a place called Big Jim's Booby Bungalow. Does that still exist in Knoxville,
so
in Tennessee?
I'm very young, so I'm not sure. It might
You've
be,
never been to Big Jim's Booby Bungalow?
Nope.
It's more of a family retreat now.
It sounds like they have a good buffet, though.
They do. If you've ever had the shrimp, the popcorn shrimp at Big Jim's Booby Bungalow, it'll change your whole goddamn existence. I can promise you that.
They got a good po' boy?
Oh, they got a real good po' boy, dude. Yeah. And they've got a woman, a Cuban woman, who sits in the back fully nude and then just hand rolls cigars for you.
I do love a cigar.
Really nice feature. Anybody you want to give a shout out to at home?
About the only good shout out is my best friend right here. That's Aaron.
Aaron?
Yep. Been best friends since eighth grade.
Really?
Yep.
No shit.
Yep.
You guys ever DP together or no?
I don't know if he would want to admit that or not.
Yeah, have you like Eiffel Towered at all?
Yeah, I think he would.
he's definitely trying.
Okay.
See, this is a make a wish for adult men.
He was actually a make a wish kid.
Were you really?
That's why he became my best friend.
Holy shit, did you catch footballs with Tim Leak? Look, if you did, you did. He was the last ball quarterback to win a title.
He can't catch a football.
If you caught balls with Leak in the front yard, that'd be dope, right? Yeah. Who else was a big alumni? Who is your biggest football alumni here?
Probably Peyton.
That's right. Peyton.
Probably
Manning.
Peyton.
Peyton never won a national championship with you guys, though.
Well, he don't need to. He's already making a lot of money, so.
Well, but as a Vols fan,
it's just a title.
I feel like he owed you guys and he fucked you. But I will say this. There was a story about him when he was here. You know, obviously the games are packed. You guys were in the prime of Tennessee Vols and all that other shit. He would go out and buy students Domino's pizza and then hand them out in the parking lot. There's some overnight wait for tickets, I guess, for students. Is that true?
I would assume so, yeah.
Yeah, but you don't know.
No, I wasn't. I was really young then.
You were, yeah. It's weird because you don't look it.
I'll tell you, my first concert was at Neyland Stadium.
Who was it?
Kenny Chesney.
Oh, shit.
And Uncle Cracker and Peyton Manning were there.
Whoa.
And they sang Rocky Top.
Man,
we were just talking about Uncle Cracker the other day.
Sure were. Yeah.
Uncle Cracker, Bubba Sparks. Who was the other asshole?
Paul Wall.
Paul Wall, yeah.
Paul Wall.
So Kenny Chesney's gay, right?
Oh, I guarantee you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, he was married to Renee Zellweger for one day.
That was a cover-up.
She walked in and saw something and then got divorced the next day. We don't know what she saw. I'm assuming it was a penis inside Kenny Chesney.
Oh, he was definitely blowing something.
Yeah. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Who was the other one? Uncle Cracker?
Yep, he was there.
I'm going to be honest. That sounds like a nightmare of a concert.
No, they weren't
playing. It was a long time ago.
They were all playing together?
Yeah, those three came out and they sang Rocky Top together.
Oh, they sang Rocky Top. All right. Shit. We got a couple guys. Come on up and do the truffle shuffle on camera. There we go. There we go. Let's see it. Let's see the truffle shuffle. There it is. Tennessee Vols right there. Truffle shuffle. It's all over once you ride up Troy's bucket. It's our time down here. It's Vols time down here. Vols by 80 today. Vols by 80 today.
Vols by 50, baby. Yeah.
Heupel is going to have this team fucking humming. I want to bring you up and talk about your husband real quick. Come on up. Yep. Let's get up there. We got to see it. The people got to know that there's actually women that listen to this show. So she's the one that was married to J6. And again, that's our affectionate name that we call him. We call him J6. Put it about an inch from your face. There you go. Nothing sexual there. I'm not going to say anything about that. What's your name?
Erica.
Erica. Last name?
Glassetter.
There you go. How long you guys been together? 10 years, right?
10 years.
10 years. Why doesn't he want to get married? I don't understand. She's an attractive lady.
We're turning this entire show into a referendum on your bullshit.
Yes, dude. He says, why don't you need the government?
He doesn't
tell you
want
don't
the try government to, involved in our relationship.
No, don't try to leverage your anti-government shit.
That's what he has always said, is it does not need to be on paper for the government.
Okay, but what do you want?
I mean, I'm okay. Like,
you want a wedding? Do you want a nice little fairy tale wedding?
Oh, no.
Okay.
No.
I can't imagine
if we were
going to
get married, it would be a courthouse and then like a fucking bonfire type party.
Yeah, spend the money on booze and drugs, man.
Yes. Yeah. No. Yeah. Definitely no big wedding for me ever.
A bonfire type party. I like that. Let's burn some books.
That sounds like Morgantown, West Virginia right there.
Let's burn some books. Let's go.
No, we blow up refrigerators.
No shit.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's
what
we do at the White Trash Party. We blow up appliances every year.
You've never done that?
With Tannerite?
Yes.
Yeah.
We've blown up washers, dryers, refrigerators. Y'all coming next year?
I'd love to.
Come
Where
on.
Is this?
It's the weekend after 4th of July every year at our house.
Shut the fuck up.
Dead serious.
Do you guys have acres and all that stuff?
Yeah, we've got 7 acres, and then my parents own the property across from us, so we've got like a little commune out there. Nobody cares what we do.
Fuck yeah, dude. That's amazing. How much shit do you guys blow up every year?
Whenever we feel like.
Well, whenever we want to blow up?
Yeah.
You say you blow up Giorgio? I don't think Giorgio would be amped about it.
I think
he's
talking about the truck.
Oh, the truck. All right. I was like.
It's a rental. It's covered.
You want to blow up our producer? That's fine. I mean, yeah, look, as long as you can hide a body, I'm cool with it.
No, you don't need to hide Giorgio's body. Nobody's going to look for him.
I think they will.
No.
I think one of those older broads from Tinder is going to come back and look for him. And
she might text a couple of people, but she's not going to go out and search or anything.
Probably not. Yeah. Probably not. Y'all got any kids?
No, we have five dogs.
Five dogs?
Several horses and a donkey. Are they rescues? Yes.
Wait, whoa, whoa, yeah. The donkey?
We have several horses and a donkey.
All right, so let me ask you this. I've had maybe four or five of these hard AFs today. Could we rent the donkey from you for later? Not saying what it's for. Can I rent the donkey from you?
We'll have to talk details.
Okay.
Okay. We'll talk details.
How much would the donkey be? Do you rent the donkey out?
We haven't.
You haven't?
No.
All right, well, I got 200 on me. Would that do it?
He's a little ways away from here.
He's saying yes. He's saying yes. What's the donkey's name?
Donk.
Oh, just Donk?
Donk.
By the way, that 200 bucks will basically buy your marriage license at the Justice of the Peace.
Yeah, you're good to go.
Sorry, guy.
So not only am I renting a donkey to fuck my buddy, but it's also paying for your whole marriage.
It doesn't matter. We'll take turns.
Bingo.
To be determined.
TBD. We'll see what happens at the game today. Look, if I'm not happy with the outcome, I don't care if it fucks me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you don't want to force it. You want it to be organic. You just bring the donkey around and whoever fucks it, fucks
exactly.
it. That's how it works.
He chooses. Donk chooses. That's the deal. Donk chooses.
Donk chooses. Yeah. That could be a new reality show. Donk chooses. And it's just a bunch of nervous homeless people. And then the donkey walks around and then chooses. And then whatever happens, happens at that point. You know what I'm saying? Yeesh. This turned dark, didn't it?
Yeah, I feel sorry. Like we usually make it fucked up, and she made it worse.
Yeah, you made it worse today. You don't have to tell anybody you own a donkey. Yeah,
usually,
you know what's happen.
Usually Donk brings smiles and not darkness, okay?
I mean, there's going to be smiles at the end.
For
smiles,
who?
Not dark. Well,
for who?
We don't know yet. We don't know who's fucking the donkey yet. We haven't determined that. It's too early in the day. He's pointing at one of his buddies. Oh, that guy? He could easily get fucked by a donkey. For sure. He doesn't have any lower body strengths. No, it's you. It's you. He doesn't. He skips legs day. That donkey would overpower him and easily insert him. What else do you have? You have five dogs?
Five dogs.
Five dogs, a donkey, and what else?
Horses. We have three horses.
Oh, you got a horse?
Three horses.
Three horses. What are the horses' names?
Dave, Darla, and Mac.
Dave, Darla.
And Mac.
And Mac. Okay. Any shot they'll be in the Kentucky Derby?
No, but two of them raced.
Really?
They did race, yeah. They're
That's
all
awesome.
Track thoroughbreds, so two of them did race.
Do you guys watch Yellowstone at all?
No, I've never watched a single episode.
Really?
Yeah.
So in the episode, there's a guy named Jimmy who jacks off these horses, but it's only to make more horses. I'm super sorry this went this way. You started with a donkey, and now the horse is like, we're down that road. We can't go back. I'm sorry about it. But Jimmy jacks off these horses in a leather sleeve to create more horses. What? With death, there's always life, and that's what we're going back to. Is that what he does?
He does. That's just a hobby, though. It's not for profit.
Okay.
It's just his hobby.
All right. Is it like Yellowstone at your place, though? Like, it's taking care of horses is hard.
You got to do the two-handed hogwash, though.
Without the cowboy hats, basically.
Okay.
Yeah. We don't really do cowboy hats, but...
Do you guys have any hogs?
No, not yet.
Well, just on not the horses.
Yet. I've been trying to get a mini pig. He won't let me. So
guinea pigs smell like shit. That's why he doesn't want it.
Mini pig.
No, a mini pig, dude.
Oh, a mini pig.
Mini
for outdoors.
Pig.
Yeah, okay.
It's a shrunken pig.
Yes.
That's what we do in America is we shrink all of our favorite things and make them cuter. They only live for like 3 or 4 years, but who gives a shit? It's the animal.
If you could
dying.
Make a giraffe that's like 12 to 18 inches tall, I would pay $100,000 for that right now.
Yeah, that'd be cool, too. Yeah.
Wouldn't that be sweet?
Yeah,
I would walk that cool. motherfucker around like it was a dog.
None of our other animals are small. So we have one small dog. He has a mullet. We have a mullet dog.
Wait, what?
But the other ones are big.
Why does the dog have a mullet?
Over there.
Why does the dog have a mullet?
Because we want it. We gave him a mullet for the white trash party, and he's just kept it now.
Well, he hasn't kept it. You're the one that controls the dog's hair.
He's the only small dog.
Oh, my God, dude. Is there any way we can put this on screen, Delco? Like, is it too hard on camera?
So not only did you shave its...
You guys dyed the hair,
or you dyed it as well.
Holy shit.
He has a legit
mullet. It's yellow
mullet.
Like Hulk Hogan in the early 80s. He says N-word all the time. Yeah, pre-N-word, obviously. Yeah, he doesn't say that.
Password.
That's Hulk Hogan, though, not me. Oh, it's password protected?
There you go. I don't know why.
In a 10-year relationship, you guys are still using password-protected shit?
I have to because of work.
Oh, you have to because of work. What do you do?
Workmate. I'm a jacks planner off donkeys. For a medical supply company.
Oh, medical supply company. Yeah. Anything good?
I mean, no, Oxys? No, not pharmaceuticals.
Oh, all right.
Health science supplies. Like
health science supplies.
Test tubes and masks.
Gross. Nobody wants that. Test tubes don't help anybody, especially babies. We want drugs. Drugs is all we want here. Trade in your
give
license.
Give me time. Give me time.
Yeah,
give me time.
Fun.
Maybe next time I come back and I'll have some drugs.
Yeah. How much does your husband work out a day?
A day?
Yeah.
Like an hour a day?
That's it?
Yeah.
What are you taking? You look great. Creatine. Shut the fuck up, creatine. Some 18-year-old bullshit, dude. Trying to be a lineman in high school. Coach says we need it. That's my only way to start. I'll take creatine. You fucking liar, dude. You're jacked as fuck. All right. I'll take an injection in the stomach after this. Let's go, dude. Let's go. How old are you?
35.
All right. No plans to get married? Any kids?
No kids.
No kids yet?
I don't think we're going to have kids.
Why not?
I just don't feel like I need kids.
You don't feel like you need them?
And he doesn't want kids either.
I understand it. Look, I got three. There's some days I wish I had zero.
I'm the oldest of eight kids, so I've been around kids my entire life.
Eight kids?
Yes.
Your parents Mormon?
No, Catholic.
Catholic? Shit. We got a couple Catholics that work for us. They were touched. Sorry about that. They were. But they were the good-looking ones. I guess I wasn't because I wasn't touched as a kid. But, you know, there's always hopes and dreams. Maybe I'll go back one day.
Well, Delco's quite a bit better looking than you are.
Try it again.
He is now, not when I was younger.
You don't know how he looked when he was younger?
I saw some pictures when he was younger. He wasn't better looking than me when he was younger. Did you get touched? No, it's a negative from him, yeah. It's a no-go from him.
That's why he works out so hard now.
Yeah, I think it was Bob. Yeah, he's trying to impress the priest later on in the future.
He keeps fucking DMing them pictures.
We appreciate you being here. Anybody you want to shout out on the show? Do you guys sell the horse semen or no?
No.
Okay.
They save it.
All right. Woo! You save it? That's fine. Yeah. If you save it, you save it. That's fine.
It's a hobby.
Thanks for being here. We appreciate the hospitality. Can we get the black guy on here so it's approved or not racist? What, dude? It's Drinking Bros. They watch the show, and they're like, every time there's a black guy on, they're like, thank God. We know. There you go. Cheers. Cheers.
Cheers. What's going
Welcome
on,
Welcome to the show, friends.
Yeah, appreciate
Tell everybody your name.
My name is JJ Jackson, a.k.a. High and Angry in chat.
You're High and Angry.
I'm High and Angry.
You
baby.
Son of a bitch. This is yours right here,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, man.
So we see your name in the chat every day. I've never seen your face.
Well, I mean, you know, I'm here and I'm looking around. And I'm like, oh, shit, I'm in trouble, bro.
Yeah, no, you're danger.
You're good. You're good here. Even J6, like, he was more pissed off about the president, you know?
Yeah, I mean.
Not about races.
Yeah, it's all right. I'm used to, I was in the 82nd, and when in the infantry, my drill sergeant said, hey, look to your left, look to your right. If you got a black guy standing on either side of you, raise your hand. Like, three people raise their hand, and it was like, welcome to the infantry, motherfucker.
How long have you been making scotch?
For a couple of years, man. For a couple of years. This is actually
that's corn mash.
This is actually a straight corn, man. Yeah.
It is. It's 115 proof. What kind of day am I in for if I take a shot of 115 proof?
Well, taste it. Let me know what you think.
All right. It's actually really smooth. Holy shit.
That's why I say bring the thrill of my still to your lips today.
Yo, for real. You know what? I apologize because a lot of people say the same thing about the 8% seltzer. Where they're like, it's 8. And then they have it. And they're like, oh, shit. This tastes amazing. And I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
This is
definitely,
dope.
Definitely.
And it's got your picture on the bottle.
Yeah, it's my own little personal label. I came up with that. And it was actually Bill Schofield is the guy that did the like editing on the picture for me. So
no shit.
Yeah.
Shout out Bill Schofield.
Yeah,
dude.
Bill Schofield.
How long you been making it?
Like I said, like a couple of years, and I mean it's been a labor of love, just a kind of hobby, but you know, hypothetically.
Yeah. Hypothetically your whole life. You've been making it out of the bathtub.
Hypothetically. There ain't nothing that's what Delco Dan said one day, and I took offense to that because you don't make anything in a bathtub. You macerate in a bathtub. And that could be mistaken for masturbation in the bathtub, but it's macerating in the bathtub.
Sure can. Sure can. Any plans to sell this in stores?
I mean, I've got some things going on right now. That I signed some paperwork. I can't.
Oh, for sure. You got some NDAs and everything else.
But
congratulations.
Yeah, we're we're freaking it out.
It's really fucking good.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man. I appreciate it.
And scotch is hard to make.
Yeah, so, I mean, with that, you gotta actually get the real peated malt to make that shit.
Yeah.
Like, I get my shit from overseas, and that shit is, like, legit. So.
Really?
Yeah, we had the scotch on the show, what, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, we drank it on the show a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, you guys had with the Breaking Benjamin cast.
Yes, it was fucking awesome.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah. I wish I was white enough to know who Breaking Benjamin was at the time. But.
I get it, dude. I get it. Giorgio's slow clapping over there. Who's your go-to right now, music-wise?
Go-to music-wise?
Yeah.
2 Chainz.
Still?
Titty Boy, man.
Titty Boy,
Titty
dude.
Boy, man. I get down with some 2 Chainz. Hey.
Yeah, people shout everybody out Titty knows Boy
him.
Over
everybody
here.
Everybody loves Titty Boy, man. Yeah.
Titty Boy.
The best line that motherfucker has is, if you woke up this morning, nigga, you winning.
Fucking 2 Chainz, dude.
That's it, bro.
I watched an interview with Kanye the other day, and he was talking about 2 Chainz. And they were like, hey, what was it like, working with so-and-so? And everybody's in the fucking studio, and he goes, it's cool, man. He goes, sometimes, though, people just won't do shit for you. And he goes, like, who? And he goes, 2 Chainz.
Yeah, man. That's because that motherfucker's on the most expensivest. He's on the most expensivest. He's got all the most expensivest, and he rocks 2 Chainz. Even he started a podcast with his kid. It's on YouTube. He started a podcast with his kid, and his kid has 2 Chainz. So, shit's wild with him.
Dude, it's funny as shit. So Kanye goes, look, man, we're in the middle of this track. Everybody's in the studio. 2 Chainz is in there. He goes, it was 2 lines that I wasn't happy with. And I'm asking around the room, can somebody help me out with these 2 lines to finish this song? And instead, he looked at 2 Chainz, and 2 Chainz was like, nah, dude. I'm not fucking helping you.
I like to say that, like, so I took my wife, who's like she's like a 5-foot little white chick.
Yeah.
I took her to a 2 Chainz concert in Vietnam. And that shit was, we went there in a Range Rover. My buddy had the most expensivest car that he couldn't afford.
Yeah, yeah.
And we went there in a Range Rover. And like, my wife was like, is this what all rap concerts are like? I was like, bro, like, it was 2 Chainz in Future. So it was
oh,
crazy,
shit.
Man. Yeah.
So who opened up for who?
Future opened up for 2 Chainz at the time.
Whoa. I would not expect that.
It was back when Titty Boy was still Titty Boy, man.
Okay. Damn, dude.
Yeah.
That's fucking, Future doesn't usually open up for anybody.
Well, that motherfucker was so high that nobody could understand anything that he was fucking saying when he was on stage anyway, so.
I'm glad you brought that up, because isn't that the current state of rap? Like, I feel like 2 Chainz, at least you can understand him. Everybody else is just mumble rap.
Nah, but
and it's not great.
So there's cats out there, like, even, you ever seen how Timbaland be judging beats on his Twitch channel?
Yes, yes, yes.
So Timbaland even talks about it. He's like, bro, in the rap game, we're just transitioning. It's like the late 90s rap.
Okay.
That we transitioned from, like, fucking gangster shit in the 90s to, like, that fucking Outkast shit that was semi-pop in the early 2000s, right?
Yeah.
White girls will shake their ass to fucking Outkast, right?
Yeah.
That's where it started. So we're transitioning to, like, non-binaries being able to shake their ass to,
Yeah, exactly. But who's the next person to pop off, in your opinion? Yeah. It's tough, isn't it?
I mean, if you look at motherfuckers online, like, I like dudes like Ray Scrimmage, like, because all the shit that he puts out has, like, a semi-message. Like, I'm a fan of, like, good. You're from Atlanta. You know
Absolutely.
Goody Mob.
And I saw
the good,
Ray.
The good mostly die
actually,
over bullshit.
And Dan and I saw Ray with Post Malone.
Okay.
So we saw him. He's fantastic. But he hasn't had an album in a while. I mean, it's been a long time.
I think it's a production thing, man. Like, all these cats now, they want to be a rapper. Merch hawker. They want to have all that shit underneath it. But that's smart, man.
Yeah.
Like, you talk about building generational wealth. I mean, in the black community, rapper go to the league, right?
Sure.
I mean, 2 Chainz said that shit.
Yeah. I mean, look, Hard AF Seltzer. That's our fucking generational wealth. Hopefully, we'll see if it happens or not. But you got to go for it at least.
Yeah, that's all.
I just wish Ray would put out more albums. That's all.
I think these guys now, they're on like a 4-year cycle. And, like, with that 4-year cycle, all the shit that they do in between, it's like a real comedian. Like, you put out a stand-up special every 4 years, right? Like, you put out your hour, right? So these dudes, I think they're on that kind of cycle. And we'll see some more shit.
Okay.
Some young up and comers.
Hey, man. Well, cheers.
Yeah.
Appreciate you being
appreciate
on the show.
You, homie. Yeah,
appreciate
definitely.
You being in the chat all the time.
Oh, no, man. You know,
if you watch online and YouTube, we go live on YouTube and we're always on Spotify video as well. And it's High and Angry in the chat. You're high there every day.
High and Angry on YouTube. High and Angry on Instagram. I got my own little podcast.
High and Angry in life.
Oh, whoa. So promote your podcast.
Yeah,
what's
man.
The name of your
high
podcast?
And Angry. High and Angry.
Plug it.
High
plug
and
your
Angry.
Podcast.
We like talking shit online. We do a live stream every week. I mean, it's, you know, it is what it is. We got a lot of good people in the chat.
Hell yeah, man. Cheers.
Yeah.
Thanks
cheers
for coming
yeah.
out, dude. I'll go one more with you. Let's go. Where can people buy this? Where can people buy the scotch if they want it?
No, it's not for sale.
It's not for sale. You got to see him in person. It's not for sale. I'll take one more shot. I don't know if I'll be able to walk into this game, but who cares?
I appreciate
cheers.
Y'all, man. Definitely.
Nah, we
definitely.
Appreciate it, man. What size are you? You want a hat?
Yeah, for sure, man.
Here we go.
It'll fit my hand.
Large XL. What do you got?
Can I wear it like this?
You sure can.
Yeah.
Goddamn right. Yeah, dude. Prop it up there. Let people know.
With the overalls, it kind of seems like in living color 1991.
It sure does.
Yeah, no, that's where we at. That's where we at.
Tennessee. Arrested Development. Tennessee. Come on up.
Yeah,
dude.
They got North North for life. Over
come
here.
On up. Yes, I'm talking to you, friends. Look at you, dude.
Holy shit.
I've been seeing you out of my peripheral. You've been getting fucked up all day.
Dude, I've been getting rocked all fucking day off hard seltzers, man.
How do you feel today?
Dude, I feel great.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm a day one homie, so it's so great to be with the show, man. This is awesome.
I appreciate it. Tell everybody your name.
So I'm Rob. Yeah, Rob from Roanoke, Virginia.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, Rob. Is that your wife over there?
Yeah, she's looking at me. I see her.
She's dodgy too. Why does nobody get married? All our listeners are just like not really married.
So she's waiting on a ring. We're gonna elope once I.
You want
him
to go to Jared? And... You want him to go to Jared? Taylor?
I mean, she's like,
Jared Taylor
Jared,
or Jared?
Jared Fogel. Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Jared Fogel.
Yeah. So like every kiss begins with K. You know what I mean?
It sure does.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It sure does. Does she make you watch The Bachelorette, and then when Neil Lane comes on at the end of the show, you're just like, oh, my God, that's
so
the one
I'm
I
usually
want.
Drunk when she's watching The Bachelorette, so it is what it is.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, I'm already rocked at that point.
But you're forced to watch it, right?
Not really. No, I just kind of choose to because I have nothing better to do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I get it.
Yeah, I mean, fuck it.
You got two TVs, you're good to go. Two TVs.
Dude, I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah, you're fine. You're fine. What do you do here?
So I don't live here. I live in Roanoke, Virginia. I am a paramedic firefighter for Montgomery County Fire EMS.
Cheers. Absolutely. Give him a shout out.
Yeah.
Shout out your boys. Who's your favorite there?
So my favorite is Michael Geary. Michael Geary is our chief. Yeah, let's go, Chief Geary.
Let's
Woo!
Go, Chief. I'm going to light my house on fire, dude, and see if you can
yeah,
come and put
let's
it
go,
out.
Oh, baby.
Is that not how it works?
Oh, I mean, it is. Yeah, absolutely.
What's the worst shit you've seen?
So the worst shit I've seen is, like, I had this trucker who crashed into the guardrail the other day, and we worked CPR on him and eventually got him back. But, you know, he got out of the hospital. It is what it is, baby. We got dark.
Yeah. Missing arms or legs, or you keep all those?
Nah, he kept all of them.
All right.
He just didn't keep his brain. I mean, it is what it is.
Is he all fucked up?
So-so.
Damn, man. It's a fucked up job, right?
Yeah, it is what it is. That's why I have such a dark sense of humor and plus military and all
100%.
That
how
shit.
Do you block that out when you go home at night?
I strangle bait in the bathroom with a rigger's belt.
Yeah,
yeah.
You have to. You
so,
have
I'm sitting in the corner. I'm like, hey, and we're good to go.
But she's got to deal with the brunt of this when you get home. No, she's in medicine, too, so she gets it.
So she's working at the hospital while I'm sitting here strangle baiting in the bathroom, so it's fine.
So you guys are good.
Yeah.
Does she bring you pills?
No.
Okay.
So I did get Roman from GetRoman.com.
Yeah.
Drinking
did you really?
Baby. Yeah.
How did it work?
Oh, dude, it was excellent.
It's amazing, right?
Yeah, recreational on the point. Like, it was great.
Boners for days. It's great.
Oh,
why
yeah,
not?
It was great.
By the way, the guy that's got the unicorn tattoos also has a wolf on the back of his legs. That's a nice wolf back there.
Yeah, he totally scissors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anybody you want to give a shout out to?
So definitely want to give a shout out to my dad, old man, Roger McGee. Yeah, hey, thanks for making me a fucking legend, man. Yeah, it's been great. I'm here on Drinking Bros, and yeah, and then of course Hannah Kazem, she's loving my life. So,
hi,
yeah,
she's rad.
She is rad. Yeah, she deals with my bullshit, listening to Drinking Bros all the time, and you know, just getting drunk and getting rocked.
That's awesome. Well, hey, we greatly appreciate everybody being here. Now is the point in the show. We get to the Drinking Bro of the Week. Can you guys all just come behind on camera and get behind us? Because it's all you guys. Every city we go to, you guys come out and support, and we greatly appreciate it. This way, at least you'll be on video for life on Spotify and YouTube and all of the things. Come on back here, Tim. There we go. Pile on in. How's the frame look, Delco? Good to go. On the count of three, let's hear 1, 2, 3, go Drinking Bros. 1, 2, 3.
Go Drinking Bros!
Cheers. Thanks for being here, kids. Baby. Live from Knoxville, Tennessee, go Vols. For D'Anthony Holloway, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Drinking Bros podcast. Good night, everyone.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.